In the previous episode, we brought to light the Netureikarta, an international group of Jews united against Zionism, just one of the many voices within Judaism whom strongly oppose Zionism and the Zionist entity. The number of voices is still so overwhelming that we deemed it appropriate to devote another few episodes to show more of Judaism's noble voices, whom are defending their faith against Zionism. Let's continue to disassociate Zionism from Judaism by the very statements of the followers of Judaism themselves, whom are united in mission, down with Zionism. The International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network. The International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network, IJAN, is a network of anti-Zionist Jews pledged to oppose Zionism and the State of Israel. They are an anti-war and anti-imperialist organization that calls for the dismantling of Israeli apartheid, the return of Palestinian refugees, and the ending of the Israeli colonization of historic Palestine. The IJAN views Zionism as a racist movement and Israel as an apartheid state. The charter of the organization states, "We are an international network of Jews who are uncompromisingly committed to struggles for human emancipation, of which the liberation of the Palestinian people and land is an indispensable part. Our commitment is to the dismantling of Israeli apartheid, the return of Palestinian refugees, and the ending of the Israeli colonization of historic Palestine." The organization also calls for the unconditional freeing of all Palestinian prisoners in Israel. The International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network of organizations and activists in Western countries also firmly supports the Palestinian boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel as a moral tool in response to Israel's occupation of Palestinian lands. Furthermore, they declare that the State of Israel is the manifestation of Zionism and is a colonial project that dishonors the memories of the European Jews who perished in the genocide in Europe. The IJAN further indicates that such Zionist policies are implicating every Jew in the oppression of the Palestinian people and in the debasement of Jewish heritages, struggles for justice, and alliances with fellow human beings. The International Jewish Anti-Zionist Network further rejects the Zionist ideology and Zionist institutions as unjust, leading to further entrenchment of an apartheid system and ethnic cleansing of the Palestinian people. The Central Rabbinical Congress. The Central Rabbinical Congress is a rabbinical organization that is a consortium of various Orthodox Jewish groups. The Congress consists of close to 300 leading Orthodox Jewish grand rabbis and communal leaders. The Central Rabbinical Congress is well known for being strongly anti-Zionist. Among other services, it provides kosher food certifications. In 1986, the CRC publicized the following declaration referring to Zionism. "It is our duty to denounce those who invoke the name of the Almighty in vain. It is our holy obligation and our moral responsibility to call on them. Stop using these falsehoods and heresies to justify yourselves and your misdeeds. The Jewish faith, as transmitted by the Almighty to our forefathers, has not and will never countenance the Zionist and nationalistic doctrines of the State of Israel. These false doctrines are compounded of atheism and anti-religious Zionism, ideologies alien to Judaism. Let them not be misrepresented to the world as Jewish." Agudath Israel. In 1912, Haredi leaders in Europe founded a Jewish organization, Agudath Israel, with the specific purpose of fighting Zionism. The organization hoped to find a solution to all the problems facing the Jewish people in the spirit of the Torah. This organization, Agudath Israel, Union of Israel, was created to represent the true Jewish people in the world and to unmask the unwarranted and unjust claims of the Zionists. Rabbis everywhere joined Agudath Israel, as did masses of observant Jews. Anti-Zionist congresses were convened in Vienna and in Marienbad. In countries such as Poland, Agudists were members of parliament, and under Aguda leadership more than 50 years ago, Jews in the Holy Land opposed to Zionism obtained permission from Britain, the mandatory power in Palestine, to declare in writing that they did not wish to be represented by the Zionists or any of their groups. Jacob Israel Dehaan. The former distinguished Dutch diplomat was one of the leaders of Agudath Israel in Palestine and was a staunch anti-Zionist. He was also a close aide, supporter, and friend of anti-Zionist Rabbi Yoshif Chaim Sonnenfeld and was the foreign minister representing Haredi Jews and Rabbi Sonnenfeld. Dehaan initiated talks with Arab leaders with a view towards the eventual establishment of a Palestinian state in which Arabs and Jews would have equal rights. In this way, he hoped to forestall and ultimately prevent the creation of a Zionist state. Despite serious threats to his life, Jacob Israel Dehaan, fully aware of the ultimate dangers of a Zionist state, continued his talks and negotiations to prevent the inception of a Zionist state. On the eve of his departure in 1924 towards Britain, to meet with authorities there and argue the case against Zionism and against the Zionist state, he was assassinated by the Haganah, the Zionist paramilitary force, in the center of Jerusalem as he came out of a synagogue. More than half a century ago, this devout and visionary Jew gave his life in a fight that he considered paramount, at a time when the world at large was still blind and deaf to the difficulties and problems that a future Zionist state would create. As a result of such terrorism and overwhelming Zionist pressure, Agudath Israel gradually began to weaken and therefore start to compromise. During the Nazi period, it entered into deals and arrangements with the Zionists, despite the fact that its fundamental aim had been to combat Zionism. Still professing a nominal anti-Zionist stance, Agudath Israel established a network of independent schools in the Holy Land, but many of those Jews who wanted to continue the fight against Zionism without any compromise left Agudath Israel, further weakening the organization. Rabbi Chaim Brisker, who himself helped establish Agudath Israel, separated from the group when he saw that Agudath Israel officials were getting involved in Zionist politics. So you think the IJAN, the CRC, and the Agudath Israel are the only organizations opposing Zionism? Think again, because in the next episode we bring forward more Jewish organizations fighting against Zionism as we conclude Jews United in Mission, Down with Zionism.